Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
This weekend, come on, in all campuses, St. Louis, Royal Palm, everybody everywhere. What about that? I was just so impressed today. At every single campus, the live performers that did We Don't Talk Anymore, I saw it last night in Sunset and here today at Florida. Would you give it up for all the people who sing, do the lights, do everything? We're going to talk about relationships this weekend. It's going to be a good time. Even if you're not in a relationship, we're going to talk about that, talk about how to keep your relationships fired up. But first of all, I want to talk about groups for a minute. Groups are really the thing that's going to change your life. On the weekends, we do Rose, Sunset Hills, you're in Rose. Every church that you're at today, you're in Rose. But I like to get you in tables so you can start talking, connecting with people that know something that you don't know and you know something they don't know, and you just have a good time. And I grabbed this little Connect group. First of all, if you're watching online, there's online Connect groups. I'm way too loud, son. I keep doing this. West Palm, I pulled this up, and I was like, what's going on in West Palm? Okay, one, there's Sisterhood Sundays, which sounds like a good time. Driving range, golf driving range. I thought, oh, okay, that's great. I like that. And then I got down here, and it said sailing group. I'm like, sailing group? What's up with that? And Gabe said, somebody in our church has a sailboat, and the group goes out on a sailboat. And I'm like, how come nobody told me about this group? I am all about this group. How about you? I'm like, man, are you old enough to remember the song? Sailing takes me away to where I'm. Well, that's what I heard in my brain. If you're not old enough, just Google it, and you'll love it. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got blessed. You got to sit by me today. Now, listen, I last weekend I was at Sunset Hills walking around when John Maxwell was preaching in our city, and I watched some people at Sunset, and they kind of set over, especially, I won't push you out, but you're to the left of me right now, and a lot of group of people, and they just kind of sit there, and when the people clapped, they kind of watched the video, and they kind of just, they weren't participating, and I thought, oh, wow, you know, is that at every church? And so, I hate to tell you, I went to our city, which is primarily an African-American church, like 90%, and they were going, ha, preach, preach, and so I just want all the white people to know, you got to participate in this today. Come on, help a brother out and say amen. Come on, every campus, do that. So we're going to have fun today. Everybody shout, we're going to have fun today. Now, first of all, I kind of want to talk to my spiritual sons and daughters. I mean, here at this church, it's a lot of young people that go to our church and that we've raised up. Basically, a lot of young men are fatherless. And so thank God for the moms that have brought these little babies to the church. It's been 20 years now. And so I've watched them grow up and become business professionals and learn, even though they didn't have a biological dad in their life, they had a mom that brought them to church and they started hanging out with men of God at our church. And we are turning out some of the greatest business professionals in all of St. Louis and Palm Beach County. Come on, give it up for all those single moms that got them together. It's phenomenal. And so I want to talk to people about being in the right relationship, because someday you're going to get the right man and the right woman. And you don't want the wrong person in your life, because it'll drag you back. If I were to ask today at any campus and say, how many of you all have been married before and divorced? It's 50% of marriages end in divorce. In fact, all divorce is caused by marriage. But marriage can be heaven on earth, or you fill in the blank, it's really up to you. It's how you decide to live your life. So communication is very, very important. When you start getting in a group and you start reading Proverbs and Psalms every day, you'll learn how to be a better husband, and I don't have that cornered. And you'll learn how to be a better wife, and you probably don't have that cornered. But the more we hear the word of God, the more it changes the way we think. And so really what we do is we just learn to be a better listener. So James 1:19, they're going to put on the screen everywhere for you. It says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Every campus, let's read it again. Everybody, it's a big Catholic town in St. Louis, so they like to play along, read along. Ready? Everyone should be feels good. I feel like there's angry people and we need it one more time. Let's try it one more time. Everyone should be. But sometimes when I hear what Nicole has to say, I get angry. I get mad because she says stupid stuff. I walk in the room and she goes, "Are those your underwear there?" And I go, "God, I hope so. If not, I got questions of my own." Of course they're my underwear. Women communicate different than men. Also, men work on communication because a lot of guys don't communicate. And I communicate for a living. I talk to people. I talk in my sleep. I talk all the time. I talk. But some guys just grunt. And the longer you're married, the less vocal they become. How was your day? A woman wants to communicate. She wants to hear all about it. And if you ask a woman, "How was your day?" be ready, because it's on like .com. "Well, as soon as you left, I got the kids ready, and the blah, 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 I changed 2 diapers, went downstairs. When I went downstairs, I couldn't find the keys to the minivan, so then I had to actually, you know, track those down, which takes forever. By the way, you need to put the keys back where we always put them. And then I got them, and I got your crazy kids in the car, and then we went through Sonic, and then I forgot that I was on the Daniel fast, and then next thing you know, I'm eating, and I'm like, oh, God, forgive me, I don't want to go to hell, and then the plumber came over, and then the plumber came, his name was Bob, I actually knew his cousin, Jerry. Do you remember Jerry? You're like, shut up! Make it stop! But you knew that when you went on a date with that girl, that she liked to talk, and you knew that he didn't like to talk. All he does is play ball. What was he doing when he met you? He was at a sports bar looking at you, looking at the TV, looking at you, looking at the TV. Come on, ladies, you married a man, okay? It doesn't make it right. It just says, hey, how can we learn to communicate to one another? So first of all, if you're single, raise your hand if you're single. Raise your hand every campus. Wave it high. If you ain't got a ring on it, wave it around. Look around, see if there's an eligible bachelor. You're like, oh, yeah. I like it. I was this one time in our church, and there's an older woman. She's an African-American woman. She's about probably 70. She came up, and she said, "I'm single." Seriously. "I'm single. I'm ready to mingle." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I like my men's like I like my coffee. Tall and dark." Come on, somebody. And I said, oh, she knows what she wants. So you got to get in a group so you can find the right person. Because if you go to a bar and meet a person, I'm not saying that it won't work out. I'm just saying the odds are very, very low. Because you went to the wrong space and the wrong place to find somebody, because the Bible said, how can two walk together except they are agreed? So if you get married because you're like, oh, he's hot, he's got six-pack abs. Also, by the way, if he's got six-pack abs, chances are he doesn't have a job, because a man with a job gets hungry and he needs carbs, and he comes home and he starts eating and he watches football, and that's all the energy he has. And woman, you ought to support that, because he's not going to be at the gym showing it off. He's just like, I got to go home. Come on, who am I talking to today? Okay, so we gotta balance this thing. You're wanting a guy that looks like Denzel, and you might need a Fred Sanford. Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody running off with Fred. Ain't nobody taking Fred. You know I'm telling you the truth right now. Some women are looking at their husband like, that's why marriage is out now. So finding the right person has a lot to do with you being the right person. By the way, there's nothing wrong with being single, every single one of you. See, sometimes people love the idea of marriage. They love the idea of planning a wedding. Little girls start planning weddings when they're little bitty girls. I remember Ashley, she's about 4 years old. Our tech guy now, he's married and all his life, but when he was young, he looked like Zac Efron. Remember Zac Efron from High School Musical? She watched High School Musical 4 times every day, and Brian Weddle looked like Zac Efron. He doesn't anymore. He just looks like a regular guy. Come on, that's just my dig on time. I work with him every day. So all of a sudden now, she's like 4, and she's on the phone, a fake phone call with Brian. And she's popping her hip alone in a room. I don't think so, Brian. I don't think you're going to do that. You are not talking to me that way. And I'm over in the corner going, who taught her this? She was born with this drama syndrome. I mean, later she went on to watch Kardashians a lot, and they helped her with this. But I'm telling you, she was a drama mama all by herself. So she kind of liked drama. She kind of started arguments. And so you just got to know the people that you're going to marry, you got to figure out, do they like a lot of drama? I'm talking about single people right now. If you're in the middle of a drama right now, you picked them, you deal with it. God, we pray that you get in the right group that straightens both of you out. Somebody else shout amen. Okay, so what we got to do is say, hang on, if I think I'm going to marry them to change them, there started getting weird sounds in the building at all campuses. Because think about it, you can't change yourself. I try to change myself all the time. You're going to lose weight. You're going to work out. You're going to do good. And if I'm full and I can't breathe, I go, I'm not eating again till tomorrow. Go with me on this. I swear, I'm not eating. And about 11 o'clock, I'm like, I'm going to have to eat before I go to bed, because if I go to bed and I'm this hungry, I'm going to get up in the middle of the night. Raise your hand, okay? People always like, don't eat before bed. That's right, eat in bed. I eat snacks next to my bed. I swear to you, they're in my drawer because my blood sugar dropped in the middle of the night. I don't want to walk all the way downstairs. Nicole's like, what are you doing? I'm unwrapping my Pop-Tart right now. Shut up, go back to sleep. These are real relationship facts. Hashtag facts. So when you get married, guess what? You're going to have a guy, you're going to have a girl in this relationship. You got to make sure it works. And by the way, nobody's perfect. 1 Peter 3:7. Here's some good tips for you. It says, in the same way you married men should live considerately with your wives, with intelligent recognition of the marriage relationship, honoring the woman as the physical weaker, not mentally, not spiritually, realizing that you are joint heirs in the grace of God, God's unmerited favor. If you realize this, and your prayers won't be cut off, otherwise you cannot pray effectively. What this is saying is, the Bible said, when a man and a woman get together, the Bible says that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 2,000 to flight. So you get married together and you start praying, supernatural things happen in your life. It's phenomenal. In fact, if you're not a Christ follower and you're watching on Facebook or somewhere else, the smartest thing you can do for your marriage is not counseling, although that's good for a lot of people, but the counselor, inviting the Lord in your life and getting in a church that teaches Jesus with an alpha male, come on somebody, and a submitted lifestyle, this works really, really well. So the Bible said that the servant of the Lord must not strive. So when you get in a bickering contest all the time, think about it. I want to ask you the question. Why aren't you guys happy anymore? You got to trace your steps back and go, when was the last time we were happy? Well, we were kind of happy, and then we got a puppy because we needed to wait 5 years to have a kid. And then we were kind of happy, and we thought we'd be happy if we had a kid, so we had a kid. Then sleep deprivation kicked in, and then you were a parenting expert when you first had it. We're not going to have them watch iPads. They're going to sleep in their own bed. And then all of a sudden they got around 2 years old, and then it became actually a terrorist negotiating set between you and the little kid. If you got little kids, you know what I'm talking about right now. Raise your hand. Kids don't solve problems. Kids create problems. I'm going to say it again because I'm getting some pushback. Although I realize that you didn't bring your kid in church, you left them with the person on the way in. Praise the Lord. Have my little demon. I'll be back in a little bit. I don't see him with you right now. Come on. You're like, we get people, I promise you, at campuses, we get people drop a kid off at 9 o'clock, know that they can leave them there, they think, till noon, and they just go live their life. They don't even go to our church. They just figured out that it's in childcare. I promise you. And we're like, what in the world? We got to call family services on you. And the little kid's like, I wish you would. I hate living with them. You can't believe the stuff that happens in church. So having kids doesn't make it better. Now, kids are good if they're in the right position and they're in the right space. In fact, newsflash, you were a kid. But it causes issues. So when you try to think back for a minute, when is the last time you guys were happy? When you did not prioritize those kids. I love kids. I got two of them. But kids, they bring stuff into relationships that cause you to stop prioritizing each other. You know what a man wants? A man wants respect. He wants a woman to go, look at your arms. Look at your abs. I know they're under there. They are under there. Look at those abs. Yeah. And then a woman wants to feel secure and loved. And hopefully, kids, you didn't bring the little kids in here. And a woman, she likes attention. I walked past Nicole the other day. I didn't do that. She said, are you not attracted to me anymore? I said, what? She said, you didn't slap me and grope me on the way by. And I'm like, okay. But I'm just telling you, if the physical touch is gone because the emotional abuse is kind of happening, because really, you guys really do love each other. If you could get rid of those kids for just a couple days. Do not leave them at church. I promise you, just because Eli in the Bible did, or whatever his name was. That's another sermon. You need to quit running all around. Well, he's a great T-ball player. She's a great skater. So I got to go to Montana this week, and you got to go to Arizona this week because they are champion whatever. Here's the deal. You're spending money you don't have to try to do something with a kid that may or may not be a person that pays the bills later. So as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So it's like, hey, Chucky, if you're that good, they will find you in Arnold. Come on, somebody help me right now. Say, look, they're going to find you out at Fort Pierce. Somebody ought to help this preacher preach today. I'm solving your marital problems. You two got to get alone with the kid not there. Man, gosh, these kids. I love kids. Your kids. My kids grown. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other. Loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. Hey, here's a good one. Don't repay evil for evil. So she says something, you don't retaliate with unkind things about them. Instead, pay them back. Check this out. This will help your marriage. Pay them back with a blessing. A blessing. So you're saying if my husband says something stupid, I'm supposed to go, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and give you rest and peace. If you die today, do you know where you would go? Would it be heaven or would it be hell? Oh, this is real work right here, right now. Come on, St. Louis, Florida, help me a little here. Okay. So, Ecclesiastes 4. It says, two are better than one, for they have a more satisfying reward for their labor. So that's factual, but it doesn't mean that you have to be married. But Paul, he said, I would that you were like me, and you didn't need to get married. But if you can't refrain from sexual activity, then you need to get married. He said, it's better to marry than to burn. So that's why I got married. This boy was on fire. Some of y'all can't handle this. You're like, Joel would never say that. I'm not Joel. You're not Victoria. This isn't Lakewood. This is Faith Church. It's a non-genetically modified sermon today. I'm trying to help you out to keep you from killing your husband. You don't want to kill him and go to jail. So if you're single, it's okay to be single. You're in love with the idea of marriage. Be confident in who you are. At Earth City, I want Pastor Reed to stand up on the front row right now. I see you there in the Nia at Ferguson Florissant. You both stand up. These are two of the most successful pastors in America. They're single. They're female. They're confident, and they're waiting on the right person. Would you give it up for those two pastors today? Come on, everybody. Earth City, Ferguson, you got it going on right there. Huh? Now, by the way, I was one of the first megapastors in America to empower women. Women back in the day, like, women can't be in ministry. And I caught all kinds of hell for that, which is totally bogus. It's a total lie. The first person that ever told that Jesus was resurrected was a woman. It stands to reason that a woman would tell something right away anyway, so we need it. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. They got more words to say, so they're saying something right there. And I found out that some of God's greatest men are wombed men who do what God called them to do. So does Nia want to get married? Yes. Does Ree want to get married? Yes, but she was married in a bad relationship for a long time. So they're not jumping into relationships. In fact, I tell them all the time, make sure when God sends the right person, I'm talking to single people right now, professionals. When God sends the right person, you can't say, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and accommodate what you're doing. If you're going to marry me, I'm on with my call and this train is moving and you better start running and jump on that train. Come on, somebody. Come on, ride the train. Because it's okay to be single. Miley said it best. Yeah, we screwed that up. No big deal. There's a cue there. By the way, it's not marked. I want to show the people in St. Louis. It's supposed to be marked, Miley, and then the other one, and then the audio is supposed to come up. So if we could try that out. My prop didn't work anymore, so I will just do it myself. I can buy myself flowers. I can hold my own hand. Talk to myself for hours. Write my name in the sand. Miley Cyrus, ladies and gentlemen. Right there. There it is. That's too late now. Oh, man, our cues are 2 days short, right? It's like sending something in the mail. When's it coming? When's it coming? Now, everybody shout, I believe God has the right person for me, but first, I've got to be okay with being by myself. It's okay to be by yourself. Proverbs 4, verse 7. It says, in the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is to get skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Understanding is the ability to apply wisdom. Some of my friends there, Katie, is out there in Sunset. I see her today, and her boss is one of my best friends, Bill Dean. In fact, I think I got a picture of Christmas, New Year's Eve. There's Bill Dean, his wife, Erin. Our cues are so tight today. There they are. You see them. There's Bill, and he's in his hat, and there's Nicole, and there's Erin. Bill owns a ton of car dealerships in St. Louis, like most of them. So we went to their house and just watching them, you can take it down now, watching Bill and Erin do life is really cool. She's very, very competent and leads a large organization, not the Dean team. Bill runs the Dean team, another huge organization in St. Louis, but they live together, married together, but they don't work together. And that works for them really well. But I also noticed that, and this is what I admire about them so much, is they really, really do love each other. They're kind to each other. They prefer each other. In fact, because they got some ancillary income, they've hired people to drive their kids around to soccer practice and to baseball practice. They will go to the game, but he said, I married Erin to be with Erin. Erin married to be with Bill. I don't know why she did that, but she went down. She settled. You'd have to know this is a joke. I love Bill. He's getting a lot of free advertisement right here. Buy from the D team. But I will tell you this. He's a family man. He loves his kids. But I watch the wisdom. That's what it's talking about. Wisdom is the principal thing. He loves his kids, and he's with his kids, but he needs to make sure that he models for his kids, I love your mom. Because when the kids leave, and they will, and when the kids go, you can't go, man, we're not in business anymore. What do we do, Erin? I don't know. I guess we'll break up. You go find somebody. I go find somebody. All we had was these crazy kids. We drove them around, and we lost our relationship. See, if your relationship is really good, when the kids left, I told them, if you guys come back to the house for any reason, please text us first. And if you don't text us, don't get upset with us if you find us enjoying each other. I know it's too much for most people. You don't understand what I'm saying. I like Nicole. I like everything about Nicole. I think Nicole's fine. She's running through my mind all the time. In fact, she doesn't have to buy herself flowers. I think they got flowers there. I send her flowers all the time. I buy her flowers all the time. I create moments with her. I put flower petals out. So all the time, just flowers, flowers, flowers. There's Ashton when she was little. Flowers, 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 flowers. I'm also modeling for my future son-in-law, whoever that might be. This is the way we treat our women at the Crank household. We open doors. We treat them nicely. We value their opinion. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. So you got to show it to grow it. Come on, give God a great big hand of praise. Roll palm, I see you. Come on, Sunset, don't watch me. Earth City, somebody ought to shout amen. Am I helping anybody? Raise your hand if you're learning something. Some of us only knew what we saw modeled with your mom and dad. My mom and dad, they were married for like 35 years, but they didn't know how to be married, and I didn't know that. I didn't know they didn't love each other and they didn't like each other. Until my dad was 56 and he wanted to die because he hated the relationship and he thought that nobody would hear a divorce preacher, so he'd rather die than live in that relationship. I'm not going to do that. I want to live. Come on, somebody. I want to live so long. My friends in heaven think I knew he wouldn't make it. And I want you to be that way too. Don't live your life aggravated. If you loved each other at one time, you didn't fall in love. You developed a relationship. You didn't fall out of love. You allowed the enemy to separate the relationship. And what God, this is the Bible, what God has joined together, let no man pull asunder. Give God praise today. Yeah! Look at your neighbor and say, I can tell you're feeling better already. Just looking at you. Just looking better. Now, Mark 3, verse 24, it says this. It says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided, it cannot stand. So here's what we got to do. Moms and dads, if you got young kids at home, if you got young kids at home, raise your hand. If you got young kids at home. You have to have a united front. If you allow the kids, they will separate you and say, Mama said, Daddy said, Daddy said, Mama said, and these are negotiating tactics used by little terrorists that live in your house. Have you ever been outsmarted by a single-digit person? Raise your hand. Been outsmarted? That's not what they told me. It's not what I said at all. Kids also tell everything they know. That's one of my tricks. I'll get around people and say, what'd your mom and dad tell you not to tell me? I got to get sermon material somewhere. They'll tell you, they told me not to tell you that we don't really come to church much anymore. They told me not to tell you. They'll just tell you. They'll also tell on you. Daddy went to Burger King on the way home. I told you not to tell your mom. You can't trust them. Come on, somebody. You can't trust these little jokers. They will out you in a minute if it works to their advantage. So let's read it again. If a kingdom is divided against itself, a kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand. So if your house is going to stand, you've got to build your house upon the, you know this answer, rock. Right? Bible talks about it. He said, a wise man builds his house upon the rock. Foolish man builds his house upon the sand. What is sand? Today's culture. I don't have to go to church. I can just watch it online. I've got it figured out. Me and Jesus do this in the woods. No, you and Jesus can't figure this out in the woods. Jesus himself, in his book that you have not read, says to you, forsake not the assemblings of yourself together. As the evil day approaches, need I say more, 2024, do it all the more. And what is happening now? People are doing it less. So their marriages are falling apart. Their lives are falling apart. Why? Because their Bible looks brand new. If your Bible's falling apart, you will not fall apart. If you come to church, you raise your kids in church. Come on, somebody. It'll change the way you think. And if you can change the way you think, you can change the way you live. All right. Also, younger people and older people, you can't expect your kids to raise your grandkids the way you raised them. you can't expect them to do marriage the way you did it. It's just different. Like a lot of kids didn't see 9/11, so they don't understand. What is a terrorist? What is the threat? What's the big deal? Everybody's good until you've lived through 9/11. If you're older and you lived through 9/11 and you're not too arthritic, raise your hand with me. So people see things differently. We just see stuff, even now, we're like, oh, look at that little kid, man. Man, that little kid knows how to work an iPad. When I was little, I didn't know how to work an iPad. That's because you didn't have no iPad. You had an Etch-A-Sketch. Come on, somebody remember the Etch-A-Sketch? Trying to make steps in my Etch-A-Sketch. Somebody bumped me. I almost had my cross made. We were so bored. Remember the Etch-A-Sketch? You try to color it all in. You're like, Etch-A-Sketch. You'd have known how to work an iPad. You had an iPad. We weren't on the phone all the time. It's because you didn't have a phone in your back pocket. But you did have a phone. In fact, you had a phone in the kitchen. And then you had a phone next to the TV. And you had an answer machine. And some of you weirdos had a phone in the bathroom in case you're in there and want to talk on the phone. And now you're making fun of kids that got a phone. And they carry theirs different use. Do you do? Older people carry it like in a little holster, like a gun. Young girls running around our church got a pocket this big. Little bitty skinny booty, little bitty pocket, and a cell phone 90% hanging out. I'm checking in the grow track. Got to do my TV. I'm like, man, what in the world? Look like a stick with a phone hanging off the right side of this stick. Come on, y'all tell me, what in the world? Everybody got a phone. My point is you just sit back as a parent and watch it happen. And make it relatable and fun to go to church. Sit down, shut up. We never did that. We're like, they're going to run in church? Run in church. They're going to make noises in church? Well, if you're going to church, the house of God, you got it. No, just be you. My grandson, one quick story I got to tell you about him this week. I was FaceTiming Ashton, who's at our city today. And FaceTiming her. We were having family dinner in Florida. And I was at the kid's house. Nicole was doing this mastermind deal she did. And so it's time for Liam to eat. Now, they're trying to negotiate with this little joker that it's time for him to eat. He didn't want to eat because he's watching Cars on the TV. And so they finally figured out that they could negotiate with him if they would take his high chair, and they would take his high chair and sit it here so he could still see over the couch and see the TV. Y'all follow me right now? Now, I'm laying on the couch, and I'm FaceTiming him because he's so cute, and he's got his Dino Nuggets, and they're negotiating with him. And then Austin's real OCD, so he sees something on the back of the couch. Liam is sitting there, and he's got his, because he's getting closer to bedtime, and he's got his thing that he calls Hati. It's a little stuffed animal with stuff wrapped around it. It's almost like a form of a weapon, if necessary. And he was sitting there with Hati, and then his dad is down there, and he goes to clean. And while he's cleaning, I'm FaceTiming Ashton from here and watching, and all of a sudden, he's blocking the show to which there is no notification. Daddy, will you move? I can't see. He just went, like when, it reminded me of when David came up against Goliath. Come on, somebody. And he said, he took that hot seat, said, whoop, like he's gonna cut his head off. Whoop! And about that time, Austin's face went, ah! What are you doing? And then he gets scared. He's like, ah! And then his mom comes in and says, who took you to school today? And took you home from school today and bought you a cake pop. Daddy did. Okay, so let's pause here. If I'd have done that to my dad, come on, somebody, it would have been, somebody ought to help me. See what I'm saying right now? There wouldn't be no cake pop. My dad said, you're gonna have to eat soup the rest of your life because you ain't gonna have no more tea. You ever sneak up on me again like that? I swear to God, I'll beat you like you ain't never coming back. You ever heard this term? I'll slap you in the next week. My dad said, I'll kill you, tell God you died, and make another one just like you. Okay, that's my dad, okay? And then I calmed it down, and they're negotiating with him. She said, who bought you a cake pop? He did. You tell your dad you're sorry. He said, he was in my way. Say this is true life. This is true. True story. He was in my way. She said, well, what you do when somebody's in your way is you tell them, excuse me, you're in my way. What do you say? Excuse me. You're in my way. That's right, buddy. I was watching this going, I want to save this because when he starts dating a girl, I say, I got to warn you about something. Come on, somebody. When he was 3 years old, come on, somebody. He tried to decapitate his daddy because somehow, some way, what is that? It's the work of the flesh. Why am I saying that? Because a lot of times we act that way. We act like we're 3 years old. The Bible said when I was a child, I spake as a child. When I was a child, I acted like a child. But now that I've become a full-grown, mature believer, I can't be slapping people upside the head. I can't be talking like that. I'm a bona fide, sanctified child of God. Somebody ought to give God praise. Come on, Sunset, make some noise. Weldon, Ferguson, everybody. 5 minutes over. Will you give me five more minutes? Raise your hand and give me five more minutes. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 69. I got a little picture to show you about what's on a man's brain, okay? At every campus, this is what's on a man's brain. You say, Pastor David, that can't be right. I want to tell you before the Lord, this is right. When God said, Adam, be fruitful and multiply, he started looking for that woman. Y'all acting like, are we going to talk about that in church? Yeah, we're going to talk about it in church. We don't want the world teaching you this. This is where the kids need to learn about sex, communication, and marriage. Because if communication breaks down and you're arrogant with each other, and then you come in and say, how you doing? Should be, not you. I heard about a guy the other day, he walked in his wife and he gave her Anacin and said, she said, I don't have a headache. He said, good. Now the next shot is a woman's brain. A woman's brain looks like this. A woman's mind is cleaner than a man because she changes it often. Now this is good for a man, because she'll change her mind about divorcing you. She'll change, all you gotta do is just be a little bit kind. In the next couple weeks, Austin and Morgan are gonna preach, me and Nicole are gonna preach. We're gonna talk about the different, the ages and spaces in marriage, kids, little kids, bigger kids. I got adult kids now. How that all works out. But here's what I've learned about women. Women are caregivers and they're nurturers. They think different than men. Men think totally different than women. And that's why we complete each other. So if you're like, Bob, why don't you think like me? You don't want a girlfriend. You wanted a man. It got quiet in here, St. Louis. I promise you. Same amount of people. Nobody's even gotten up and left. They're sure. He's going to cuss any minute. I just know he is. If I stay long enough. But when you come to church and you laugh and you have fun, and then you hear all the scriptures that we put together, what does renews our mind? So here's what a woman wants. She'd love to have a man that said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to church with you. Not when you get home with the kids, you go do your church thing and I'll be here watching football. No, no, no. A woman wants a man to say, I'm going to get up and help raise those kids. Because this is what men do sometimes. They go, I got to babysit the kids tonight because my wife's going to the women's group. You're not a babysitter. It's called parenting, dingbat. You're not a babysitter. You're a parent. You were all, we're having a baby. We didn't have a baby. She had a baby. Well, I had my part. Yeah, 5 minutes is what you had. Come on, somebody else. She had an epidural. She gave birth to this little jugger. She come out, and now you're like too busy to carry it. If she carried it for 9 months, you need to carry that little joker around, help change some diapers, help change the environment. Is this what you want, women, or not? I can say it for you. I want a man gonna help me. Stand up with me, that'll encourage me to shut up. A few little points I wanna give. I have a 7 list I wanna put up there. 7 things to build a healthy relationship. Number 1 is be vulnerable, okay? Number 2, is have constructive arguments. Don't fight unfair. Three is verbalize gratitude and apologies. Don't say, well, we don't apologize at my house. Apology goes a long way. And then learn each other's love language. Like if you go to Growth Track, by the way, you should do that. At every campus, you can do it today. And we talk about the distinct personalities and what yours are. You have multiple personalities. You got to find out what those are. So what ticks you off and what turns you on, we got to figure that out. And that is largely dependent on your love languages. So my love language is I'm physical touch after 10 p.m. and I'm gifts, okay? Nicole, I could give her gifts and try to fill her tank with that, and she doesn't like gifts. You know what she likes? She likes acts of service. So that means no matter what happens, I've got to help. And if I do something that helps her, she's like, oh, he loves me. He took out the trash. He loves me. He did the dishes. By the way, no man's ever been shot doing the dishes. Can I get an amen? And then five is laugh together. Enjoy each other. The enemy has got you guys at each other's throat, arguing about the kids, arguing about the job, and you're not laughing. Have fun. Do a date night. You can't afford not to. And pay attention to small things, not the negative things. Philemon 1 says this. It says, acknowledge every good gift in you. So you start acknowledging good gifts in you, and you have to love yourself. The Bible said you got to love yourself before you love your neighbor. It says, love your neighbor as yourself, and you don't love you, and that's why you can't love your neighbor. And your husband and your wife is your closest neighbor. And then seven is, always focus on the positive. If all possible, if there's anything positive on there, say it. Say it. And by the way, you didn't get into this mess overnight, and you won't get out overnight. But I think about today at Earth City, Jim and Julie Thompson, they're always together, and I'm sure they have intense times of fellowship, but they really love each other. I think about, you know, Greg and Darlene Crane at Sunset Hills. They're always at church. Sunday, Tuesday, unless she goes away to see the grandkids, they're always together. I think about the Johnsons there at Ferguson, Felicia and her husband. In fact, he wants to move to Florida. He just really, every time I see him, he's like, we're moving to Florida. And she's like, we're not moving to Florida. And he says, we're moving to Florida. He said, and then now he's just saying he's moving to Florida, but I think she'll follow him. Especially now that the whole sailboat group thing. How many of y'all didn't know there's like a group of sailboat? All at St. Louis will be moving because we have the Merrimack River. There's not much we can do there. Get around people, as I said, the deans. They're my friends. I like people that hang out with their family. And I was, you know, joking about kids and everything. I love kids. But it's important that kids don't ruin your relationship. Because I'm tired of people kind of, they're together and they're not together. I don't know if the guy's here that I tied his tie in the back room a while ago, the young boy. I don't know if he's here, but if he is, bring him up on stage real quick. I don't know if he's here. But hey, as we talk here for a second, as he comes, raise your hand if you say, Pastor David, today really did help me, whether single or married. I learned a lot. Raise your other hand if you laughed a lot. Raise your hand if you're going to give me the offering. Raise your hand. I want to see. Not so many. So this guy here, I tied his tie. I walked in. There's a green room back there, and I walked in, and there he was. What's your name again?
Tobias.
So Tobias, I walk in. I don't expect to see him and another guy. And And he goes, Pastor David. I don't know that, you know. Well, yeah. He said, can you help me tie my tie? I said, yeah, buddy. So I started to tie his tie from here. And I started asking him questions about him. And he said, you love the church? Oh, my gosh, I love the church. He said, I run cameras and I do this. He starts talking about the church. He starts talking about, you know, his dad not being in his life. But these dads at the church are in his life and how much he loves church. And the more I tied his tie, the more I fell in love with Tobias. And then the people came and said, man, I didn't know he was in your office. And I said, it made my whole day, man. Didn't realize I got myself another campus pastor. Look how good he looks in a tie. And look what a great, look at the body on this guy. This dude right here is a winner. Come on, somebody. Tobias. And he said, he's in Rev Students and blah, 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 blah. He told me everything about his life and I loved it. And at all of our campuses, what breaks my heart is when they don't have a biological dad around them, tell them, atta boy, look at you. Look how smart you are. Look how intelligent you are. You know why he loves this church? Because he gets affirmation from the men in the church, and he's got men modeling at the church. Come on, am I telling the truth or what? Look at the dimples on this guy. I don't know if he can sing, but if he can sing, we lose him to Hollywood. Go sit down. Come on, give it up to that guy. Yeah. Groups, everybody shout groups. So get in a group. I don't want to get in a group. I'll keep finding out if you're in a group. You're not in a group. I will come to your house and I will drag you out of your house and I will put you in a group because you need it. Don't do life alone. Now, I want to pray for people that are single today. And first of all, I want you to calm down about it. I got to get married. If you need somebody bad, you'll get somebody bad. Just chill. And all the married women can say, man, that I could have waited. Don't rush love, baby girl. Okay. But I will pray for broken relationships at every campus. I love it today that you came in and you're watching a screen and you're participating. You're like, you know, long gone are the days of people saying, Pastor David isn't here. I can only be so many places. But by you being here today, you showed God that you prioritized him. You showed your significant other, a spouse that you prioritized. And the right person at the right time is going to come into your life, and it's going to be like with me and Nicole. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be anointed. And note what God puts together. No man can tear asunder. It won't be perfect, but I can tell you right now, you fight me, you're going to have to fight Nicole. Austin, come up here real quick. I don't know if MJ's in the room. I want them to pray with us. If MJ's in the back, probably working, she can come out. Stretch your hands toward me right now. Father, I pray. We come into agreement as a family. God, that where people are hurting in their marriages, you will restore it and you will heal it. If there was unfaithfulness and infidelity, God, you're a God that can cause that to all be healed. And we can start over again in this relationship, fresh and new. God, if there's people right now, they're looking for a significant other and they're praying for the right person to come in their lives. God, we decree that it's going to come into their lives at the right time. In the right space, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Now, hey, so this here is my daughter in love. And so here, this is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. When they got married, I put my kids there. So we got Ashton, Morgan, and Austin. And then it's got the church logo there for them. And then when the little dude was born, he's L-A, so he got in there. And we always say, you can't break up
a collector set.
So we always say that, can't break up a collector set. If they can't go, I don't go. Well, I want to invite you to this incredible, prestigious event. Well, if I've got a date with my kids, if they can't go, then I can't go because you can't break up a collector set. So when he married her, we all married her. And so we're all family. So raise your kids in such a way that you're a unit and you're together and you try to say something bad about me to her, she will claw your, I've seen it happen. In fact, if you want to know where Liam got that from, we're together. Now, we do have communication times. We're going to talk about that over the next few weeks as they grow. Because we work together. All of us work together every day. And she'll call me and say, you know, like, give me a quick story, one that would pop to mind. There's many.
Well, I may text you during a meeting, say, like, that was a little harsh.
Yeah. And I'll look at it and go, and then later, at the end of the meeting, hey, before I leave, I want to say, I realized earlier that I could have said that way better, and I'm sorry. And then she'll go, I'm so proud of you. You're such a good dad. I'm so proud of you. See what I'm saying? But I'm not like, who do you think you are? I'm 30 years your senior. Blah, blah, blah. No. She sees stuff that I don't see, and we take it from each other. Austin will tell me stuff. I'll tell them stuff. I got a feeling when Liam really gets communicating and the new baby in there, I'm going to have all kinds of texts. Stop it. Don't do it. You're embarrassing us. If you tell one more story about me beheading somebody, I'm going to a different church. I promise you, I am leaving. And I'll go, if you leave, I'm going with you. See what I'm saying, though? We're not perfect at all, but we're a family. And you got to stay together. Chances are you go meet somebody else. They're going to have more screwed up stuff that they didn't tell you about than this person. At least you know this horse kicks. Come on, raise your hand. See what I'm saying? All right. So and when you guys preach, you're preaching when? I don't even know.
Soon. Soon. Yeah, so I don't know the exact date, but it'll be soon.
It's coming. So it's on the schedule. I don't know. But the next 3 weeks, we've got 3 more weeks of this. Can you put up with 3 more weeks of this kind of stuff? Did you have a good time? Come on, did you have a good time? Hey, one treat before we go. Cue up the video of Tim Hawkins goes to our church comedian. In fact, we're doing a gig together in Alabama next week. But just watch this. This will explain something to you. Communication skills. Just before you leave, watch. Love our differences. We're just different men and women. Like the way we text differently. This is the difference between men and women texting right here. This is an example text between my wife and I recently. This is, let's see here. This is my text to her right here. Hello, my darling. How you doing today? Send. And that's when the floodgates open. Now I'm going to read you her response. Good, I'm just so tired. Went to chiropractor. I'm super tired through shoulders and mid-back, so he loosened that up. He said, it sounds like my brain isn't shutting off for some reason. I asked him if it would be from playing electronic games before bed. He said, probably so. He said, try that. Have a sip of wine before bed. If I don't sleep good the next week, come back and try acupuncture. Smiley face. I'm feeling very draggy, but still is Jack and Stacey, so it could be in the air. Have Jackson played Xbox before bed, so he could have the same issues. So I text back, okay. Actually, it was just, okay, that's all it was. I don't want to overdo it. Get a blister or something.
Put up for Tim. He's hilarious. Anyway, also share on Facebook. Share this stuff on Facebook and all social media platforms because it'll help people. And then next week, here's your job. Here's your homework. This week, try to get along with each other. Don't kill anybody. That's number one. Two, get in a group. They're in the lobbies. Go to every lobby. In fact, we're going to see a video about Connect Groups here in just 1 second before we go. And then the third thing I want you to do is next weekend is going to be the greatest weekend you've ever had to bring your unsaved friends. Like your neighbors and people at work. It's going to be real relevant to relationships. And so next week, I want you to bring somebody. You call them, say, hey, watch this video today. They'll start laughing. They'll start releasing endorphins. And then the thing they're going to hate more than anything is that you didn't push them to come earlier. So friends don't let friends go to hell or go through hell. So this next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, bring your friends to church. I'm speaking part two of this. It's going to be great. So be seated at every campus. Check this out.